So, have you ever been tempted to think, almost subconsciously, that if you worry about something enough, then somehow you know it will not happen? And if you don't worry about it, then maybe it will? There's something very strange about the worrying process that it makes us think that we're doing something when we're actually doing nothing, except actually doing the wrong thing. Worrying is the wrong thing. So here's a reminder. Worrying never stops bad things from happening. Jesus said, "Do not worry." The topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals is to replace worry with worship. Consider this. What if Joseph had worried instead of worshiped? When Jesus was coming, Mary told Joseph that she was expecting Jesus. And Joseph was tempted to either worry or worship the Lord and follow him and believe the truth that Jesus was and is the Son of God. Take a peek into the scriptures with me. Quote, "And Joseph, her promised husband, being a just and righteous man, and not wanting to expose her publicly to shame, planned to send her away. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you shall name him Jesus. The Lord is salvation. For he will save his people from their sins.'" That's a powerful excerpt from Scripture, isn't it? God never misleads us. It's time to trust him. Like Joseph, we need to welcome Jesus into our hearts and lives, regardless of any of our outward conditions or inward worries. Determine today to seek his face continually, as is stated in 1 Chronicles 16:11. Before we pray, I'm going to continue with the prayer tip of the week. So, what's the prayer tip of the week, you may ask? Well, this week it's determine to worship. Replace your worries with worship. Our human brains cannot focus on two things at a time. We go from one thing to another. So we cannot just stop worrying without replacing those bad thoughts with something else. Little wonder the scripture teaches us to worship and bring our thoughts captive to Christ. For instance, let's come up with an example. If you're worried about having enough money, or if you're worried about someone not being there for you, praise the Lord instead for never forsaking you. Find scriptures that directly confront your worries and focus on them and choose to trust in Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending Jesus. We thank you so much for loving us. We thank you so much that we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry. We can just trust you. And Lord, we surrender our hearts and lives to you. We welcome you, Jesus, into our hearts. Please rule us. Please be our Savior and Lord. Cleanse us from all our sin. We repent. We repent of our sin and we turn to you and welcome you. And Lord, help us to worship you instead of worry. We are weak, but you are strong. And you offer yourself to us, and we're just amazed beyond expression that you came, that you love us that much. We trust in you and thank you for being willing to be born and to die on the cross and be the giver of salvation to us. You are Emmanuel, God with us, and we thank you so much for that. We love you, we worship you, we trust you. We thank you. We thank you for coming, and we look forward to when you come again. Help us be ready. Help us to share you this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening. God bless each of you, and remember that you can send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Nothing separates you from God's love. Remember that. And let's all replace worry with worship.